Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Boy Cass, chillin' as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling as usual. Yeah, we went through the real bad technical difficulties earlier. So I mean, if you're here, thank God for staying on. If not, I hope you call back. Liquor Store, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Janine, what's going on, baby?
Hey, what's going on with everybody?
Technical difficulties, but nothing we can't handle. Because at the end of the day, motherfucker's still going to do what he going to do. All right, that's what's up. So we got a new caller that was listening. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Who is Molly Maul?
Yes, yes.
All right, what's going on, Molly?
Hey,
man,
what's going on, people?
Just had some technical difficulties, man. Well, I tell you. Well, hey, we back on that.
Like, this is some straight nigga shit. I say, how the guest going to be there for the host? What the fuck?
Hey, man, like I said, it's, you know, it be that way sometimes. You know, certain things happen certain ways. So what's happening, people? What's going down?
Hey, man, same old, same old.
Marley, they was like, Marley, what was you at yesterday, man? They was clowning me, man.
You know, I listened to it for a second yesterday, but I was feeling so bad, man. I couldn't even, you know, I couldn't respond, man. I was down there asleep.
Man.
They was getting on you yesterday.
Yeah, man, you know they always get on me. You know, of course, I'm going to always be the bad guy and this shit. But I'm glad you're feeling better there, brother.
Yeah, yeah. These damn blizzards we have every once in a while, some of they get me every damn time. You know, you be outside with a jacket on, next thing you know, there's a damn blizzard outside. What the hell's going on around here?
Right. So, ladies.
I don't know if y'all pay attention to the social media type, but has anybody seen that post that say, Winter must be a side bitch because she refused to leave?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I had to like that every time I seen it. It was 50 million people that posted it, and I had to like it because I'm so sick of this weather.
Yeah, this weather's a bitch, man. This weather gets you down. This that weather that gets you straight fucking depressed.
Yeah.
Especially when you know that it's supposed to be quote unquote springtime, and you still seeing snow flurries and shit. You like, wait a minute, April supposed to bring rain. What the fuck is this snow?
Exactly.
Well, I guess we ain't quite in April yet, but like I said, nevertheless, you know. But take us out, y'all. ZenCityRadioShow.com. We up and running. We got it going on. We doing the damn thing. Molly Ma, I seen you done posted a couple of comments on there.
Yes.
That's what's up. Hey, my man Molly say, who the girl in the tub?
Who that is?
Hey, you know what I'm saying, man? Like I said, man, look here, check this out, y'all. Like I said, we still in the filling out stages of it. You know what I'm saying? We still trying to fill it out. We still trying to go, you know, one thing it's going to do is get bigger and better. I guarantee y'all that. That's all it's going to do is get bigger and better. And like I said, all we need is that participation. Come on, we need some more pictures posted. Like I said, we can do videos. Now, I'm going to let y'all know something. If y'all want to post home videos, you know, shit that y'all done did some old freaky shit or whatever, or you're feeling yourself that night, and y'all want to post it, now, we do need an embedded code. So now my suggestion to that is download the Dropbox app. You download the Dropbox app and y'all pretty much be able to post whatever you want straight through your Dropbox app.
I have a question about that.
Okay.
Oh, my question is, like, with Dropbox, like, if you're just doing it on your phone, it has a tendency to, like, automatically delete after a few days. So with the embedded code, will it still do that?
Well, you know what? Now, the thing is, what I've learned about the Dropbox is that if you delete it, I mean, if you pretty much delete it, then, it probably will delete. But, you know, if you got it, like, still in your Dropbox or whatever, it normally doesn't go anywhere.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So like with y'all, like I said, if you want to put something, you know, some shit, you feeling freaky, you feel like shit, I'm on one tonight, and I'm finna do this, I'm finna do that, and you know, you want to post it. The best way to do it is because you need it. I mean, what I've noticed about every site is that you need an embedded code, and Dropbox and it's free. You know what I'm saying? You can put it on there. You send it through Dropbox. Wow, there you go. All right. So, like I said, man, we need them pictures posted. We need them videos posted. Like I said, we're getting it. Like I said, if you want to feel you're feeling YouTube or something, we're getting that ready too. Like if you want to post something off YouTube, we're doing all that. Like I said, only thing it's gonna do is get bigger and better. Just give us a little moment, cause like I said, we still with the trial stages.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but like I said, shit. I mean, hell, even in the trial stages, we still got some wild shit on there.
Sure enough.
So, like I say, we can get it going on. We can get it on the cracking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ladies. All right, y'all know it's Wednesday, so shit, we trying to figure. Y'all got anything y'all got on your mind that y'all want to let out?
I would just like to say there are some men that are some real bitches. They can really be a bitch. They act like motherfucking females. Sometimes I feel like I'm harder than some fucking men.
Mm.
And you know who you are, you's a bitch.
Okay. All right.
I think Janine's got her blade out tonight.
But hey, be that way sometime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say that sex is a wonderful, beautiful, amazing thing.
let's have some harmony.
Exactly. I think that if people had more sex and smoked a little weed every now and again, that the world would be a beautiful, sunshiny place. You ain't gotta smoke no weed, but fuck, have sex. Have beautiful, wonderful motherfucking sex in the office and sex in the car and sex at the workplace and sex in a chariot, sex on the bed, sex on the floor, fuck on the wall, do it in the kitchen, do it everywhere.
What the last place you had sex at?
In a chair.
In the chair?
Yeah. Chair sex is fun.
You know what? And with that being said, you know what? I'm sorry. Let me just say one thing, and I'm gonna go back to my regular self. But I feel like if I don't say it, I'm feeling like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? We've been building this Sin City thing for a while now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people done came, a lot of people done went. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, this motherfucker going to stand tall. This motherfucker's going to stand tall. This motherfucker going to be here. It's going to be here. We going to do this Sin City thing no matter what. No matter what motherfuckers say, no matter how motherfuckers act, the Sin City thing going to be here. I'm going to make sure of it. And for all the motherfuckers that's hating on it and all the motherfuckers that want to see that downfall, I know that yesterday I probably was playing a little shit, and that was probably a little out of my nature. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I played it for a reason. Because motherfuckers going to understand and motherfuckers going to see that this Sin City thing going to be here. Now, with that being said, we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled program. Molly Ball, how you doing today?
All right.
I'm sorry, man. I guess Janine got me a little riled up when she got to talk about that bitch ass and shit.
Okay.
I'm going to end it with fuck 'em.
Right.
All right. That hey, Marty strikes looking me up every time I hear it. I swear, I love that fucking song. I love it. I love it.
Hey, y'all. Marty, like, hey, now what the fuck did I miss exactly?
Yeah, like, what the hell went down? Shit.
Ain't nothing, man. It's just, you know, a lot of bullshit, you know. A lot of things didn't happen, man, in the course of, like they say, a lot can happen in the course of a day. And a lot of things,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying. But nevertheless, you know what I'm saying, Sin City, that Sin City moniker is going to stand, you know. And, you know, we get to going into little motions and get to acting crazy. But nevertheless, shit, like I said, Sin City going to still stand. We're going to do that all
right.
The time. We're going to.
All
gonna
day.
Have a ball with it.
All day.
You're going to have a ball with it. I
why
mean,
you
if
say
you can't
you
do nothing.
Out here? Why you say you weren't out here yesterday?
Oh, because I was, you never had them head colds where your whole face felt like somebody got your face in a vice grip. That's the way I felt yesterday.
Oh, Lord. That was too much going down. Okay,
yeah.
You know what? Now, let me ask y'all, Wally, we ain't gonna fuck with you, Jumbo. But let me ask y'all something. I mean, now, I know that this show can get kind of raunchy, and I know this show can get wild. But overall, everybody know that the show is entertainment. All right, Molly.
Yeah.
Now, I know you done called in a couple of times, and you done had your wife right there next to you when you done called in, right?
Yeah.
Right, so now, I mean, because my thing is this. This is entertainment. I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, when we started this show, we started it simply the fact that I go through shit, you go through shit, I know Janine go through shit, I know Liquor Store go through shit. Shout out to my girl Slick Mick, I see she listening, and I know she go through all type of shit. So we try to make this, like, this is that release time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is that release time just to kick back, have fun, talk shit, do whatever you want to do. Do what grown folks do. And at the end of the day, we ain't hurting nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now, my thing is this. Now, and Marley, that's what I love about you most is that when you got on the show and, you know, you was like, shit, my wife's sitting right here. I'm like, well, damn, that's cool. That you know a husband and wife can actually sit down and listen to this show. But now, how is it about the people who don't, that significant others like, what the fuck you doing on that show? What's going on? Now, which I gotta ask Liquor Store. I know you always said that your guy was kind of like anti-Sin City.
Right.
So, I mean, and my question is, like, I mean, did you ever, like, try to invite him to the show? Like, well, just come listen to it with me.
Well, I have not done that because I know him. But what I have done is, and this is why I've never said, well, come on, listen with me. Because I have talked to him about shit that we talk about on the show. And
okay.
His whole perspective, like, I mean, he just, like, start going in. And it's like, he's more uptight than, you know what I'm saying, than roll with the flow with it. You know what I'm saying? His opinions are more, you know what I'm saying, more political or more spiritual or more this, that, and the other than just everyday people having fun. Because I've talked to him about some of the simple shit that we talk about. I mean, because we talk about everything. I mean, we talk about all kind of shit on this show. And I've talked to him about just some of the simple shit that we talk about. And it is like, it goes from a laid-back, you know what I'm saying, where we on the show, we was laughing and everybody got their little opinion in, to with him. Now I'm like, oh, fuck, why did I even bring it up? You know what I'm saying? So, no, he's not the type of person I can do this with.
Well, ain't he in the, isn't he like a pastor or something?
Yeah, or something.
You know, so.
Yeah. He is.
Please don't get your thing started with that. You know, you're talking about the Lord.
He went and sent him out of hell last night.
you can talk about the Lord, you didn't get to go crazy.
Oh, whatever.
But, seriously, and I'm like, okay. I mean, and if you ever go to the site, and like I say, the site is for grown and sexy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We don't post nothing that you don't look at on the internet. Shit, and hell, you a man just like me, Molly Ma. I know you didn't look at some porn on the internet.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I mean, me personally, I mean, yeah, I can look at a porn. I can look at it. I can look at some porn on a DVD. But then when you look at that shit, some people didn't like made, and this shit look good. That the person that made, and this is actually a motherfucker that may live down the street from you. Ain't that just a little bit more exciting? Like, damn.
Yeah.
Cause see, it's all. And I'm gonna tell you, it's always a simple fact that damn. Not to say that you can have her. But you could be doing the shit that they doing. You know what I'm saying?
The exact same thing,
exactly. You could be doing the exact same thing. So I be looking like, you know, us here at Sin City, we're here to uplift. We're not here to condemn. I mean, how many motherfuckers can get on here talking about, I suck the dick, and the motherfucker be like, well, you know, that's cool. You can't go to work and be like, girl, I sucked the dick last night. You did what? Even though they didn't suck one too, they didn't suck the dick last year too. But they, oh my God, this is not workplace material.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you work at the L.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, so we talk about all kind of shit at the AO. I have heard stories. I have seen shit. I've done shit that I would not believe.
I know the liquor store is getting expensive as hell. I went and got a four pack of some kind of damn beer. It was damn near $20. I said, damn, for some beer?
Where you been?
$4 pack? What the hell you buy?
Some damn. And I see now. I chipped in on it. I ain't buy this by myself. You want to try something different? So, all right, man, let me try this beer.
That's why I'm asking, where do you live? I wanted to try to figure out what kind of beer it was before you told us.
Hey, Ohio? I can't remember the name of the damn beer now. I don't know how to call
it. Was it cans?
No, it wasn't no can. It was in bottles.
Did you get drunk off one beer?
It was strong. They were strong.
Damn. Remind me not to go to Ohio.
Ooh, I want to know what kind of beer it was. What kind of beer was it?
I'm gonna have to let y'all know.
Was it in a green bottle?
It was like a greenish blue bottle. It didn't have the twist-off cap. It had the kind of cap that you...
You need a bottle opener for.
No, not even that. It had one, like one of them old-ass English-style type.
Right, with the metal around it. Oh, you wouldn't got some ale. That wasn't beer. That was ale.
Yeah, that's not beer. That's an ale. Exactly. Yeah.
Those are kind of expensive. But hey, check this out. I'm gonna ask the lady something, and I'm gonna start with you, Janine. If your man says something to you as a sense, like if you ask your man, "Do I love you?" and he say, "Yeah," I love you like I love my dick size. How do you measure that?
Well, shit, I will hope he got a big dick.
No, I mean, shit, you know how big it is.
But I'm saying, whatever. Okay, that's my man. I understand.
Right,
if he said something, but okay. I mean, because I know my man and I know what he thinks about his dick, I would think that's a lot because he thinks his dick is the shit.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, I see my girl Miss Pimp then jumped in. Miss Pimp.
Good morning, sinners and sinners.
What's happening, baby?
Hello. I just wanted to jump in here because I'm listening. I'm still here down to the play, but I just wanted to say good morning to you, and I'm just going to listen until I get somewhere where it's quiet.
Okay. Well, before you get there, let me ask you. If your man says, if your man say, I love you like I love my dick size, do you take that as a compliment or an insult?
No, you love me a whole lot. In long time. In long time.
All right. Okay. Look at stuff. Let me ask you. She said,
I think that's a cocky ass answer, but I would take it as a compliment because I like Janine said, I know how my man feels about his dick, and you know what I'm saying? So shit, all right, I can roll with that. That's like
okay.
That's not freaking. That's like
that. Man shouldn't say that. Every man shouldn't say that though.
You're right.
And that's my point. That's why I'm saying that. I mean, maybe he know he got a little dick, and he don't like you a lot. So yeah, I love you like.
Oh, but wait a minute.
Dick.
Now I didn't go with him. This was my best friend's guy or whatever at the time. But he didn't have a fucking problem. He was like, man, I got the smallest dick you ain't ever seen. But he was like, I'll fuck the shit out you with them little bitty motherfuckers. And like when they was doing it, he'd tell her, he'd say, come sit on this little motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? He never had a problem with the size of it. And she never had a problem. She was like, yeah, that motherfucker's little, but he do know what he's doing with that little motherfucker. So, you know, it depends on the couple.
Okay. Now, Marley, would you ever be that bold to tell your woman that? Yeah, I love you.
Nah.
I love my...
Nah.
You
I wouldn't have... Nah.
Miles sound like he old school. He ain't gonna say nothing like that.
Well, Marley, I'm gonna tell you, I say it simply because
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
So I'm gonna say.
But, you know, there are some people who got small dicks that don't feel like they shit is small, you know, and they may be average or whatever. So,
yeah.
You know, knowing the woman, she might not take that too well. She might
realize,
he may be thinking it's a compliment, but she looks like, motherfucker, your shit is not all that. But what
right.
is she trying
to
say?
That's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm asking. Let's talk about that guy who really, I mean, he ain't got it like that. But he says that. You be like, well, motherfucker, you don't love me a whole lot. Or would you just be like, okay, let me stroke his ego and be like, oh, okay.
How do you feel about your dick? I mean, what does that mean? I'm going to need you to break that down for me. How do you see your dick?
So now that's what you would tell him. Because if you like, well, this motherfucker ain't got a big dick and his shit ain't even doing nothing. Would you tell him, well, how do you feel about your dick?
I sure would. I would say that, and I probably might regret it later. But I would.
Yeah, hell yeah, you'll regret it.
Hell yeah, you get your ass choked up.
I'd be like, so what you trying to say?
And that's the same shit.
This needs to be a little bit clear.
I would say it.
So damn on mine, dog.
I'm trying to learn how not to just say the first thing.
Hey, you know what?
I have been, you know what, y'all? That's fucked up, Marley, that you say that, because I have been virtually choked so many times in, like, the last 3 months. It's not even funny. I can't even breathe, and I ain't even been touched.
Yeah, I get those idle threats.
Give you that look. Like, I wish you would say some shit again.
Wait a minute. You said you get some idle threats. What you say you get idle threats about? I know. Seriously, I didn't hear. I didn't hear you. What did you say you get idle threats about? What I missed, Marley? What I missed?
You ain't missed nothing.
No, I know. I'm what I missed, Marty. I was trying to work.
It sounds like she said. It sounds like she said she get virtually choked all the time.
Oh, that was me. That was Lickica who said I get virtually choked. I've been virtually choked. You know what? As a matter of fact, I've been choked so. I said 3 months. Let's take it all the way back to December. I've been getting choked since December, and I can't breathe no more.
And then I said, yeah, I get them idle threats, too.
Okay.
Oh. Well, Marley, do you give out those idle threats, dog?
Every once in a while, you gotta put that foot down and give them that look like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I ain't never done it, but I commend you for it.
I commend you for it, brother, because a lot of motherfuckers can't say that they haven't did it. And I ain't going to sit here on this. I'm not going to sit here on this show and say that I ain't never did it. I'm not proud of it. But, I mean, some motherfuckers can take you there, Marley. Okay, let me ask you, Marley, what do you do? I mean, like, when you actually feel like I'm finna choke the life out this motherfucker, what do you do?
The only thing I always tell, like, my nephews and them, I say, hey, man, when you get to that point, the best thing for you to do, grab them keys and leave, man, because no matter what you do, no matter what they say, you know, when it all come down to it, when the police get called or somebody get called, it's always your fault.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, my thing is, let me ask. The abusive shit. Now, I mean, I know we, and like I said, once again, we here at Sin City, we don't condone the abuse. But
no,
I mean, if the argument gets that deep, as a woman, do y'all ever know when to bag the fuck down, or is like. You know, because what I've noticed, like, and Marley, you probably can attest to this, too. Via phone, they the toughest motherfucker in the world. But you
oh,
in the,
yeah,
if,
talk
you
all time.
Ass, it, right. But if face-to-face is like, okay, I'm going to shut up now. I mean, why is it that the phone conversation is like, well, fuck it. Hey, well, fuck you, bitch. I mean, you know damn well if I stood in front of you, you wouldn't call me a bitch. Why you want to call me a bitch over the phone? Now you got me doing 90 on my way to your crib. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm coming. Oh, you call me a bitch, I'm coming. You know I'm coming. Then the first thing you want to holler is, stop. Leave me alone. I'm going to call the police.
You might as well calm down that long ride. You should have been calmed down, buddy.
No, I ain't. I'm hot. I'm hot
than the motherfucker. That blood boiling. Shit.
That's because y'all have the upper hand, and that's what y'all don't understand. We as women, we talk shit because we know we can't be tall, so we use our words. but well, for those who can do that, and some people can't do that either. But we use our words to fight you. Because we know deep down in hell. I mean, there are some women who can fight. I'm not saying they can't, but I'm just saying we know deep down the people we with, if we can beat you or not. So yeah. We can't fight you heads up like that.
But we want you to come, though. We want you to come.
And shit, for what? So you can choke somebody to take the shit out you?
I mean, that we're angry. We want you to come. We want you to see how angry we are. And we know we have that power to make you come.
But see, here's my thing. If I'm coming, I'm seeing nothing but red. I'm coming like a bull.
But the thing that we think is, all right, you know, I know that somewhere in this argument I have a valid point. And if he could just see my face, if he could just see my eyes, if he could just see me, if he could just look at me, you know what I'm saying, then maybe, there's a chance he might understand that, you know what I'm saying, you know I'm right somewhere.
All I'm looking for your ass, and I'm kicking it.
Exactly.
I don't want to look at your face. I want to look at your ass so I can kick it.
Be locking up with your ass all to the damn house. Be locking up with
you. Say, Marty, just all this. Put up with the motherfucker ass. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh my goodness!
Then you got to jump, hey Marty. Then you got to jump the gate when you hear this.
Yeah.
Now you jumping gate and shit, and running, hiding dog houses and sheds and shit.
Oh shit.
I ain't trying to do all that, because then at the end of the day, I'm going to be the one having to take care of you anyway. Then you're going to come back all toe the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because you bonding me the fuck out. I'm calling you. Hey, come get me.
Show enough. Come get me.
I say the best thing she can do when that happens, when you steaming, boiling, and your pot is finna blow the top. And the best thing she can do when you get there is to be asshole naked with her mouth wide open. That's the best thing she can do when you get there.
Yeah, lubed up too. Lubed up.
Right.
Oh, what you say, Marty? I'm hitting everything. You
hitting everything. Everything. Every hole can get penetrated.
Marty say lubed up, your ass in trouble.
He done went and got some motherfucking WD-40.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get that WD-40. I'm going to test some ass up, literally.
Going in deep. You better not say nothing.
I don't want that watered down shit. She done went and got some synthetic.
I don't think y'all paid attention to what Marty said. Marty said he going in deep and you better not say nothing. Say, Marty, you gonna see that shit just coming out the side of their eye? I don't give a fuck.
The more pain, the better.
You heard me deep, bitch.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Let me ask you: when y'all know y'all wrong, y'all feel like, and we on it. I mean, you know the makeup sex. I mean, sometimes we had that makeup sex with y'all, and sometimes we just like, okay, I'm finna wild out on this motherfucker tonight. I mean, do y'all ever feel like, okay, should I make him stop or fuck it, just keep going? I'm gonna take everything he give me tonight.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, I concur.
I mean, But I know some women. I mean, you be like, "Well, bitch, bend over. I'm finna hit every hole." And I know some women. They jump up. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking fight me.
Hey, hand me the fist.
But that's a normal reaction, though.
Hand me the bottle.
So what's the normal reaction?
I mean, for us to jump, when you trying to go in there?
That's true.
You know, we ain't prepared. We got to be prepared for that. You didn't call us all off guard.
Okay,
you
so
like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
You didn't think that was happening tonight.
So now my question is this: how the fuck do you prepare for that? I'm pretty sure there's a lot of motherfuckers in penitentiary right now want to know how did you prepare for that?
How do you prepare for this shit, though? What I'm saying?
Right. Hey, you got motherfuckers
bad,
right.
Right.
You got motherfuckers in the penitentiary right now listening to Sin City. Like, you better listen to him, shorty. Because it's going down tonight. So
it's going down tonight.
So right now, how do you prepare? So it's more of a mental thing.
I don't know. It's a mental thing. It's a mental thing. It's not preparing, but, you know, we have to mentally get ourselves prepared for that. Especially if, you know, like, at sometimes some people do it on a regular basis, then that's not a problem. But when it's every blue moon out the blue, you doing it, and it's like we got to start all over again, then that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm messing
now,
with it.
Now it's like you got to work it out again just to get it in there and...
I gotta get mentally prepared. Look, so I've heard you say numerous times that's just something you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I just say he come in at night and just like, well, this is what I want.
Well, I agree with her. You know, it's a mental thing. And then, you know, the body naturally tenses when shit like that happens. So if you're mentally prepared for it, then you know that you have to loosen your whole body, you know, and because something that you don't want to happen is about to happen. So it's all.
So wait a minute. What y'all telling me? Okay, so what y'all telling me on Marty is that we got to call in advance?
Call me that morning. You could tell me before work.
What you need?
I'm fucking in your ass.
When you get home, you better be ready.
You better be ready.
Marley, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, me neither.
You have to call in advance.
Well, shit, let's go to the... Hey, babe. Let's go on over to the freak shop real quick. When we get there, we go straight to the lube section. I know what's up now. I know what that means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm going to play the, oh, my God, I'm so hurt. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And most of the time, you know, a lot of times they stop, but, well, sometimes they don't, but, you know. So with me, you just better go ahead and do it because I'm gonna play that. Oh my God, I'm dying role.
Got it. Oh well, suck it up. You better not cry. You better not.
I got the puppy dog ass. Shit, I'm hurting them. Let me go. Stop. We are doing another thing.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, Marley, hey, you turn your ass around. Matter of fact, I don't even want to see your face.
Oh, no. Like, don't worry.
Here's how, your powers have been neutralized. I don't even want to see your motherfucking face.
I neutralized those. Damn, that is deep when your powers get neutralized. That is some deep shit.
No, but seriously, and I mean, and I know this is a wild conversation tonight, y'all, but honestly, and I Marley, now, I mean, I understand what she's saying. She tried to use that, but I mean, that just don't work. It's like, motherfuckers, y'all don't understand. It's the submissiveness that y'all have. It just makes us like, okay, you've been talking shit for a whole month, all right? It's like when you a kid, you about to get a whooping, like, and they talking about, I'm going to get you for old and new. Remember that saying? Oh, when I get you, I'm going to get you for old and new. That's what you're getting. You're getting for old and new.
You know what? You could fuck my pussy in a way like that too.
Oh, no.
Now, are you,
no.
No, hold on. Let me get it out.
You ain't got to get it out.
You put her in that position. You put her in that position where, bitch, you can't run. I don't fuck what you try to do, but you in my pussy. You don't have to fuck my ass for me to be pooped.
Here's the thing about that. You want that. That's what you want. You want to get beat like that. You want a motherfucker to beat that pussy up. You don't want a nigga to hit that motherfucker brown round like that. You want him to be just as attentive and slow, and that motherfucker
slow and gentle.
Right. That motherfucker gets a pop, 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 pop. This motherfucker tried to kill me. This motherfucker tried to. Did he tell you?
Oh, well, I'll be hollering. Where's the love? Where's the love?
Well, right here. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are crazy.
Yeah, that's the one time they want you to be done in 2 minutes. You can be a two-minute brother that time.
Marley Stillman, you right about that though. I got it. I mean, like I said, I don't fuck with it, but if I can
know that little pill becomes my ass, seem like it be flowing down my cheek forever. Damn, you know, oh boy.
Hey, you know what's real fucked up too, Marley? You talking about I'm gonna turn them puppy dog eyes on? I'm gonna cut the light off. Click. I can't see shit. I can't see no puppy dog eyes. I can't see shit. Once again, you've been neutralized.
I know you a freak, though, so you gonna turn the camera on. There's gonna be some light somewhere.
Okay, now what that's gonna get you? Now I'm in front of a camera. I'm really for the show out.
So enough. You got your own proof.
I don't want to watch your tape of me looking mediocre. Shit, I'm really pretty clown. I'm just saying. I mean, shit. Hey, it be that way sometimes.
You're like, oh, hell no. I'm like, man, please hurry up. Get this shit about me.
All I'm saying about now is where is that chair at now? Because y'all done got me all riled up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do some shit.
All I'm saying is that, hey, y'all motherfuckers get, hey, it gets like that. I mean, my thing is this. Just let a motherfucker get loose sometimes, shit.
I mean, y'all act like we getting punished or something, like it's a punishment for them. We should know what we getting punished for.
You know what it is.
You know, I'm trying to touch out so I got to do nothing wrong, so I don't think that's fair that I don't get prepared.
What you say? Even the motherfucker on death row get prepared for his death.
Keep on asking. Well, what I do? Let me show you. Keep on running your motherfucking mouth.
I didn't even do nothing.
Well, that's one thing y'all don't want to do too often. I know, like, when it comes to man, I don't know if Cass, you know, she always brought up sometimes about the licking the ass, and, you know, I ain't never partaken in that yet. You know, I'm still kind of leery about that. I'm like, hey, you can take a bath for 4 or 5 days, there's still some ass particles up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Some shit particles up in that
motherfucker. But have you had your ass licked?
No.
Oh. Is that something you want?
You know, my dude said he had it done to him. He felt like a bitch. He said, because he had his damn legs up in the air, and she licking his ass, you know. He's like, man, he said, it didn't feel right, man.
I can imagine. You know what? It's a video. He saw him do that, but he was purring like a kitten. he was still trying to tell you that it was good, but in a manly way.
Yeah, right. Let me.
Hey, man. It's like when the tug got halfway there. I kind of felt it, but at the same time, man.
No, men love it. I don't know if you're supposed to love it, but y'all love it. I guess
it ain't nothing going in. It's just somebody looking around. It's so I guess.
It's not going inside the hole, but you lick it on the hole itself.
Yeah.
Well, I lick it and suck. I lick it and suck it too, so.
Oh, shit.
So you are just a straight up freaky dicky dick.
Hey, wait a minute.
Honey, you knew. You don't know nothing about this. Man, they should make motherfucking songs and movies about this chick. You know what I mean?
Real shit, because, man, I swear, man. Wow.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Y'all got to listen to Barney. Cause, hey, I'm sitting there listening to him, and he's like, I can just picture him tonight, like, hey, you feeling freaky tonight, baby? No, motherfucker, I'm home. Hey, Barney gonna be like, hey, I can't keep calling this motherfucking show shit. Y'all motherfuckers, I done tried. Hey, Barney gonna be calling next week talking about she done left. And all that, but shit, everybody on the show say ain't nothing wrong with this shit, man. God damn it.
Of course you ain't going to do it with everybody. You do it with the person you with. And you know that mother's going to be clean or whatever. But I'm just saying, I do whatever with the person I'm with. I'm just, That's just me. And I lick the shit out of him. Oh, my God, I'll be having him tap out. He got to tap out. I'm trying to tell you. Even though he tap out, I still keep going.
Damn.
That's fucked up. That's fucking already on the big cry. They're on the big cry. Stop. wait a minute, don't stop.
Yeah. Oh, silly, man. That motherfucker just doing all kind of, trembling and shit, like,
Janine is that friend, okay, who your dude only just heard about, but he ain't never met her. He like, who is this Janine person you always talking about? Oh, that's my girl. That's my homegirl. Well, why she ain't never came around? And she ain't never going to come around. I'm not bringing her.
Then turn your ass out.
That's the friend that nigga only just heard about. You always talk about Janine. Yeah, me and Janine went to the club. Me went to the bar. Me and Janine went shopping. That
nigga starting to think Janine is really Jeffrey or somebody. You like, no, I swear it's a female.
No. Janine, that motherfucker that you be laying in the bed like, did we just have a threesome? Like,
Damn.
She can't come to the house. That's why you'll never meet her. You just heard about Janine. That's it.
Right. Did she just... Wait a minute. Listen to Molly. You coming over next week. Hey, baby. My cousin coming over.
Get you a ticket. Get you a ticket.
My cousin coming over. Today, that motherfucker, y'all both sitting there looking up at the ceiling holding the sheets. You both of them? I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to look over. I usually lay on the right side. So I'm going to look over to my left like, did you get a number? She calling back.
Oh, no, because she coming back.
Look at that.
Hey, she's coming back whether you want to or not.
Boy. Marty, don't get your ass in trouble fucking around with this show tonight, man. Do not get your ass in trouble.
I'll be good, because as soon as I get the ball here, I'm going to work.
Okay, you're good, then. You're good.
I'm good.
Hey, Marty, fuck around there in that bed. Hey, she said, well, I'm going to do something good for you. You get the licking them nuts. Marley going to get the hiking his ass up. Hey, go a little lower. Go a little lower.
I like
to get you while you're on your stomach so you can't go nowhere.
You bite the pillow. Hey, look, Marley on that bite the pillow. I'm about to do with the bar.
Oh, shit. Biting pillows, biting your damn nails off.
Don't touch me. All right, Marley, let me ask you this one, man. Has a
chef
put a condom on such a dick?
You know what? I'm trying to think. I had some broad, and she, we ain't know each other, so I put the rub on and sucking away, but hell, when that thing is on, you don't feel nothing when you get your dick sucked.
Okay, so now, ladies, let me ask you. Okay, you put a rub on and say, okay, now you can suck my dick. I mean, do you look at him as being cautious or like, goddamn, nigga, what the fuck?
I mean, well, I don't just suck anybody's dick anyway, so if you...
Right. I'm not quite sure you're not going to suck it and dick to come past you. Of course, unless she Miss Pimp's cousin. Where is she at?
Retarded.
I'm just saying. Miss Pimp, where your cousin at? She can see me and Marley. Hey, me and Marley feeling some kind of way tonight.
I see that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Marley, you wasn't known her. She said she got a cousin, dog. And then you walk through the door. It's on. It's on the pop.
Damn. What's she, a
nympho? A man.
Yeah.
Is she a nympho?
Certifiable.
Yeah. Yeah, they got her in the clinic now. They got her. They trying to wing her off the dick.
Damn.
Hold on. New development. News flash. I was talking to this relative of mine. And today, and I told her that, talking about it on the radio. I didn't use any names or anything. But prior to me even telling her that,
She was telling me how she made an appointment with some insurance shit. I don't know, some insurance shit. And she took her down. She came to the house. I was like, wow. It was a girl.
Wait, she did what?
She took the lady down? Oh, she doing lady
took down. Took her down. I was done. I was just like, you know, nothing surprises me.
About something?
I was outdone. You know, before I went into conversation about how I was talking about the radio, she was telling me how she made an appointment to do some sort of insurance, I don't know, home life, whatever. And she took the lady down.
Damn.
Okay.
Hold on. She did what to her?
She took her down.
Oh, she wow. Wow.
She took the lady down.
Damn.
Well, she was her ass. She beat her ass?
No, she tongued her down. She licked that kitty. That's what she did.
Hold on. You get a motherfucker over to sell some insurance, and you look at some pussy right afterwards? Come on, man. Come on.
Hey, Marley, like, that damn. Who the hell is these? That y'all notice who quiet. Y'all notice who quiet. Janine, like, shit, I did that several times. They like, shit, okay, what's the big deal about that?
That is what I was thinking.
Right, yeah, I know. Janine, like, shit, okay, what's the big deal? All right, you
it's
need to get
her it's not thing. Difficult to get women.
All I can say is I wish I had the courage, because I done seen some women that it was like, man.
Most women are curious. They just trying to act like they don't want to. You just got to get them feeling comfortable, get a few drinks in them. Yeah, dude, that's not anything once. And as long as you do it with the right person, as long as you do it with the right person, of course you don't want to do it with the wrong person, and that fucks up the whole experience.
Yeah.
Do it with the right person, you're gonna see what how eating pussy really should be.
But how do you get a motherfucker?
Some men don't know what they be doing down there.
How do you get a motherfucker that's coming in to sell you some insurance to have her legs popped open and you're licking it? I'm like, damn, that girl a pimp.
Well, hell, look who our cousin is, Miss Pimp.
I always thought I was a bad bitch, but then there was Janine.
Hey, been pimping.
All right, well, now, Marley, let me ask you something, man. You walk in the house, and that's the scene you see. Your old lady and another broad in there going hard. What do you do?
Oh, shit, I'm jumping in. And if they tell me no, it's going to be two motherfuckers punching the head at the same time. You know, you don't tell me no. Not now.
Hell yeah. I'm going to tell you like this. If I catch you, you might as well just be like, girl, just let him do it. Let him do it. I understand you don't like dick, but let him do it, because if you don't, we're dying tonight. It's a real motherfucking trouble.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and take this stick in. Take this stick in and enjoy it.
I know he going for the asshole. I know it's going to hurt you, girl. But you take it. You take that. You take it. Take it to you. Well, I guarantee ain't a motherfucking hole I better in, and your motherfucker better not say shit.
Exactly. It's going right from her butt to your mouth.
God damn, Marley just said, fuck it, he getting the wrong dog.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Fuck it, Marley!
But hey, at the same time, you gotta figure, hey, a motherfucker, you do what you gonna do. I mean, shit, hey, come on now. And you know what? I heard a woman. As a matter of fact, I heard her say it today. Well, what about she? I want two men. What? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, so you really would want to see your man fuck another man?
Yes, we want two men right. to fuck us. No.
No. She was like, if I gotta eat pussy, he gotta fuck me.
What?
Oh no. I don't wanna see that shit.
Push the button, Cass. Push that button. What you have just said is the dumbest shit. We are all stupid for having heard it.
Right. And I'm like, shit. I'm like, that don't even make sense. You actually wanna see your man get penetrated?
Hell no. Mm-mm.
Dumbest shit anybody could ever say.
After I said that, she like, no, I don't. Okay, just say you don't want a threesome. Don't sit there and say, if I gotta eat pussy, he gotta suck a dick. What? Just say you don't want a threesome. Because if he takes you up on that offer, you're going to be like, God damn it, I've been fucking with a fag this whole time.
Right.
He up there hollering because he getting this booty hole penetrated. And you up there looking at him like, this faggot ass nigga.
And then he done moved you out the way. Move, bitch. Move. You still ain't finished yet.
Hell no.
Oh, fuck say, I don't understand it. I mean... You know what? I've always said this on the show. I never made up the rules of the world. I just simply live by them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sexy to see a woman that woman on woman? Yes, it is. Is it sexy to see a man on man? Hell no.
Hell no.
Fashion.
It sure is. That's coming from females. No, we do not want to see that shit. You nasty motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, just like Janine said, most women are curious, and you know, a woman's body is beautiful, so they can look at each other and compare and all that stuff. We as men, we can't do no shit like that.
What about swapping, swinging and stuff?
You know,
something y'all would be willing to do.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm selfish. I am. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm kind of selfish when it comes to that.
Selfish.
Not now. Exactly. Yes. I am. I mean, I don't want to see nobody knocking the line about my old lady. I don't.
She can swap with another woman, but another dude. Hell no.
I mean, before we even go there, like, you know, we going to pick a girl, right? We ain't bringing no other dick. Now, if you was a motherfucker I didn't give a fuck about, fucking fine, shit, nigga. I call my boy over.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what if you dealing with a chick and she don't know you dig her like that, right? She don't know. So she like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Who was that came over the other day? Shit, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you call him over? What would you do then?
Well, I'm no longer digging her.
Kill
that out. Hey, what they say? What was the wildest thing you ever did? I guess had sex with old gangbang right here. I did get a big
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
old gangbang treatment right here, you know?
Oh, my goodness. I never know what I'm going to hear on Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
Don't no man want to see his woman up there hooping and hollering with somebody else up in it.
But see, now that goes back to what we talked about yesterday. That's because we put y'all on pedestals. We put our women on pedestals.
No, y'all just don't want to see that, period. But y'all don't have a problem doing a threesome with two girls. But shit, damn it. I mean, that's just like, y'all, like, we will forgive you real quick. We'll be quick to forgive you for cheating. But hell no, you ain't thinking about it, nothing about trying to forgive us for creeping on you.
On her note,
you tell her to go watch that goddamn show that she going to watch. Ain't you at Tyler Perry? See, that's what's wrong with her now. She over there fucking with his ass. She up there fucking with his ass. You know his old anti-gay, homo ass, anti-man ass shit. You fucking with you had a Tyler Perry show talking shit. What's wrong with that bullshit? That motherfucker hate every he hate every man that he can't put a dick in.
Oh my goodness.
You're lying.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know it. Yeah, I mean, come on, look at the movie that one. And she had a Tyler Perry what is it? I wonder which one she at. Woman Scorn, Thou. Woman Be Loose, Woman I Love Thee, Women Are Right, Women. And goddamn, Tyler, goddamn.
Oh, no.
Damn, what a Women Are Right.
I can't say it.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, no, he be hating on dudes. Nah, stop, boy. Ah, damn.
Women are right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hell has no fury, and it was. Yeah.
I told you.
This time it was teaching the beat on the man.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Sit this old bitch ass down.
Mm-hmm.
I never,
damn.
I guess I never get on.
Is there hate in the air?
No hate.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. Okay, if you put your woman on a pedestal, okay, your main chick, that's who you put on the pedestal, all right? So tell me, what type of pedestal is it when you desire to fuck other women, either with her or without her? What kind of pedestal is that?
How does she know she's your main chick if you got other women?
Marley.
What's the question again? Shit.
He was looking for some help out of the night, man. He was calling you out. He was looking for you.
Marley, they're talking to you.
Now the question was, if the main and your side, what?
Well, I didn't say nothing about no side chick. I did say something about a side chick. Okay, my question was, if you as a man, you put your main woman, your woman, that's your girl, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to see your other man with her or none of that shit, that's your girl, you put her on a pedestal, right?
Yeah.
But you are willing to be with other women. So what type of pedestal is that? How is she supposed to know? Like, what makes her know that she's on a pedestal to you?
Yeah, she the one picked the other girl up.
She the one what?
She the one picked the other girl out.
Yeah, she picked her out.
Well, I'm saying, what does she know? You got other women, but y'all not together like that. I mean, y'all not, you know, doing threesomes or whatever with these other women, but she know you got another woman. How does she supposed to know she's the one that you got on the pedestal?
Because
you can't have everybody on the pedestal now. You can, that just too selfish.
I don't know. I'm guessing because she has, like, hey, if I'm your provider, I'm here for you for this, that, and the third,
I'm going to tell you like this. Did you tell him you was talking to another dude and he smacked the shit out of you? You're on the pedestal.
You know what?
Yeah.
All right, but you know what? The last week, we was talking about, you know what I'm saying, the situation that I went through where the dude, you know what I'm saying, I had his heart. That was me and him, you know what I'm saying, like ride or die type of shit. But he couldn't help but fuck other women. And you said that just meant that my sex game wasn't shit. So how do I, you know what I'm saying, what's the difference there?
No.
Know what?
That ain't how I said it. But you know what? I'm not gonna even get into that argument anymore because that argument right there, that was totally crazy.
Mm-hmm. Marley, you was there. You heard that show? No, that was Josh.
No, I'm not. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
he heard
that one.
Yeah, I missed the past week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Marley, what do you think?
So that's what I'm saying. She still won't know. So she would have to talk to another dude first.
But you know what? I think maybe she will probably know because he keeps coming back to her.
He got
somebody else too, so he's going back to her too. So
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. How would she know?
I mean, he might live with that girl or be there three quarters of the time, you know, and she might be satisfied with just that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's providing, she might be cool. Like, shit, he do what he do, but he take care of home.
Yeah.
That's that
Tyler Perry. He's got one of the toughest, too.
Yeah, but the minute that I have another man in the house while on one of your off days, where's your ass? I'm finna kick it. I mean, that's like such a fucking double standard. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All men want is a loyal pussy. And then you get a pussy and you're not satisfied. I don't understand.
I think it's just Janina said it not too long ago, I guess. You know, everybody want variety, you know, in everything, I guess. So you got to have this, even though it might be some of the best food you ever had, you're going to go out and see something else.
I mean, yeah, everybody do want variety, but you don't want to see another man with me no more than I want to see you with
one. Mm-hmm.
Can you speak for yourself? So Janine don't have that problem. See, Janine be like, shit, pick the one in red.
That's why Janine is the friend he only heard about.
What's
going to happen? You're going to be that tall that you leave in here.
But now, my thing is, now, if you got, okay, now, in all honesty, all right, no, I understand teachers on, everybody don't swing that way, you know? But at the same time, that's just like, you're curious. Like you said, I won't have a threesome with my man, but I have a threesome with you and your man. Well, why don't you satisfy home first? Then, if you satisfy home to that point, then you might not have so much worry about that, because home is being satisfied, and home is being satisfied beyond. I mean, you sitting there telling me, I won't have a threesome with my man, but I'll go out and fuck you and yours.
I understand that one.
But I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I said I have stipulations upon doing it. And now,
we're not. You know what? Hold on. Before we even
have no stipulations, people always say that. People always
exactly.
Say that.
But in the heat of the moment, exactly. But in the heat
and
of the
I'm
moment,
you, in the heat of the moment when it's feeling good.
Exactly. And see, that's my point. So the thing is that I'm willing. I just want you to understand going into it that I really, you know what I'm saying, this is how I feel about it. But in the heat of the passion.
See, that's the whole thing about. We argue about this every week. We didn't argue about this every week.
No, we're not. But what I'm saying is once we've done it, it's not going to come up no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be the type of person that say, well, you remember when we had that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. It'll be like we did it. It's done. And that's the end of it.
No, it's not.
At that point.
That's
it.
Exactly.
I don't think that's the end of it. You just opened up Pandora's box.
You damn right. Now it's an annual event. You do know the 23rd coming up. Well, we're in 23rd.
And that's the see. A man will never be satisfied with the fact that you gave it to him once. He's always going. You know what I'm saying? He's going to look forward to it and look at that, look for it again and look for it again. He ain't never going to be satisfied that you satisfied his fantasy once. Once is never enough.
Some birthday, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day.
How come it takes the same experience that you wanted and we had, or we
Groundhog
had?
Groundhog Day.
What'd you say, Groundhog Day?
That's my birthday. No, serious. That is my birthday.
Happy. Baby, let's celebrate.
You know?
All right, y'all. This has been one wild show. I really enjoyed tonight's show. This has been fun. But as usual, what they say, pardon is such sweet sorrow. So we're gonna get up out of here, and I know Miss Pimp at her show. So Miss Pimp, before you get out, and get to listen to that old Tyler Perry bullshit. You got any last words for us?
You know I love y'all. That's a damn shame because really I was listening to y'all while I was watching the show. So what can I tell you?
We better than Tyler. See, Tyler ain't talking none of this good shit.
Man, and you know what? At the end of the day, you're right. Besides this bitch that was sitting next to me talking about praise the Lord while she got a skirt up to her ass, talking about praise the Lord, and oh my God, it was just crazy. But anyway, I love y'all, and I had to get my fix, and I will catch y'all next week. Same bat time, same station.
That's what's up. All right. Janine, you had last words for us.
Sure I do. I had a good time. It was great. And I don't know why people are always talking about their little stipulation, because once you get it and you get involved in it, it ain't going to be no once a year. I swear to God, it's going to be you going to be calling next week. What you doing this weekend? They saying it off like they trying to be sick, trying to get me drunk. No, you ain't being sick. So, I don't know why people even come into it with the little stipulations. You might as well just go and do it and do whatever you want to do. Just try it. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my. Oh, my God. You can't have up your ass. You're crazy.
All right, liquor store, you got any last word?
Yeah, man. I love y'all too, man. This is the craziest, wildest shit. I never know what I'm going to hear. I love Sin City, y'all. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Sin City bitches.
That's what's up. That's what's up. My man, Molly Maul.
Yeah, yeah. That's a
any last
good
word
show once again. This show once again, you know. Hopefully I can catch up with you guys next week, you know, and hopefully Janine and Liquor Store and Miss Pimp and them can go ahead and post some more pictures up.
That's what's up. All right, y'all, check this out. SinCityRadioShow.com. Like my girl Liquor Store said, tell a friend, tell a friend, and tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? Posting pictures, posting videos. Let's get this site on and cracking. Shit. Motherfucker done got it up and running. Let's do this. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. Shout out to my girl Slick Mick. Always calling in every week. I love you for it. Hey, next week, same bad time, same bad channel. And Liquor Store, stop putting them stipulations on now. Don't let that man get pussy. And let's have some fun. All right, y'all.
And post it on.
Hey, yeah, and post it on. Hey, damn right. CNCityRadioShow.com.
Yeah. Molly Maul won't watch it.
Exactly. Hey,
you can
hey,
do
Molly.
It.
Right. Hey Marley, did you check out that video I posted old girl? That motherfucker head hunting queen. God damn, that bitch like
oh. I'm about to go in. I ain't seen it yet.
I gotta go check this shit out, man.
I'm telling you, that bitch put it down. I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, Carla. I'm not gonna lie to you.
So hey, y'all check it like I said. Uncensored, baby. Anything goes. When I don't think everybody understanding what I'm saying. Uncensored, it's uncensored. Now let's not get raunchy. Don't show me nobody shitting or nothing like that, because I'm gonna take that shit. But all that up, uncensored, baby. We can do what we want. Only motherfucker that can say that's too nasty is me. And come on, man, I'm nasty as I want to be. So, SinCityRadioShow.com. Like I said, come check us out next week, Sin City Radio Show. We doing big things. We going to get it done. All right, y'all, till next week. Peace.
Peace.